Dallas. Okay. We're just going to sit tight here for a couple minutes now. Like, hold on.
It's
time to try. All right. We got a deal?
Okay.
Here's
two
of
us cracking.
Right now.
Yeah, we got it written down. We have it in.
The New England Patriots select.
Draft edition of Patriots All Access is brought to you by the new all-wheel drive Toyota Venza. Proof you can have utility and style.
A beautiful April evening here in Foxborough, but we can certainly feel a draft in the air. Welcome to this draft live edition of Patriots All Access presented by Toyota. I'm Steve Burton coming to you live from CBS Scene. And a little less than 24 hours from now, the 2013 draft will be underway. And we'll give the Patriots a chance to reload on a roster that's already pretty solid. For a check-in on the team and the draft itself, let's kick things off with Dan Roach.
The boys of fall are back to work these days here in Foxborough, going through their off-season conditioning program. It's a welcoming program for the new faces on the team, a program that builds team chemistry, and a program that builds the foundation for a season that starts 5 months down the road.
You're trying to get the guys stronger. You're trying to get them as strong as they've ever been. You're trying to get them more explosive. You're trying to get them sudden. And you're trying to get these guys' minds in condition to, hey, it's time to get ourselves ready.
There's something to be said about the process and preparing for a season. That's something that a lot of us enjoy, and that's something that a lot of people don't see, but that's where, you know, the season's made in the offseason.
With the 27th pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Devin McCourty.
Meanwhile, by the end of the weekend, there will be several new faces on this Patriots team, courtesy of the NFL Draft, which is a day many of these players remember for the rest of their lives.
You go through so many years of wanting and dreaming about it, and when the day finally comes, you're just happy no matter what team. And, you know, you see guys ecstatic.
As for the number of picks Bill Belichick and company have heading into Thursday's draft, it's fewer than usual. They own a first-round pick, 29th overall, as well as a second- and third-round pick, and then two seventh-round choices.
And, of course, the question now is, will the Patriots indeed make all of those five selections? Will they trade up? Will they trade down? Will they wheel? Will they deal? Knowing Bill Belichick and his history, expect some deals to happen. For Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much for joining me now. He really doesn't need any introduction. Former Patriots quarterback Scott Zolak and radio analyst for 98.5 The Sports Hub, the Patriots flagship station. All right, everybody knows Patriots have five picks going in. Will they trade? Will they move up? Will they move down? Will they trade out? What are they going
to
do?
I think we have to look at the spot they're in, Steve, right at the bottom of that first round, and that's the coveted sweet spot. It's not a sexy draft. A lot of linemen, I think, are going to go in that top 10, and then it becomes a case, 26, 27, 28, 29. If the teams that desire a quarterback, if, say, Matt Barkley, there, E.J. Manuel from Florida State. Now, all of a sudden, teams at the top of the second. A team like Philly is rumored to maybe trying to get back into the bottom of that first round. Patriots slide back, acquire another pick for next year. Next thing you know, they got two first-rounders next year. I think they're in a position this year to draft for luxury, not for need. Thus, I do think they're going to trade out at the 29 spot.
So all that saying, they're going to
trade. It's all about the run, Steve. It's about runs on the quarterbacks. So let the teams come in. Start calling.
We'll be back with more Scott Zolak a little later on the show. Stay with us. We're coming to you live. Some CBS Scene, right here at Foxborough.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll meet one of the newest members of the Patriots, safety Adrian Wilson.
I felt like it was the best fit overall for where I am right now in my career.
And later, we talk draft with Patriots personnel director Nick Caserio.
In the end, you're going to take the best player for your football team, regardless of position.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
This pre-draft edition of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi. Now is what we make it. Grab a Pepsi and some friends and get out there and live it. It's time to live for now. Segment of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting draft fact. The Patriots' five selections heading into the 2013 NFL Draft is a franchise low. Did you know that in 2009 and 2010, they had the franchise high in draft picks, selecting 12 players each year? For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome back to the CBS scene here in Foxborough. You know, the draft is not the only way to go about acquiring players. The first round of free agency is pretty much done and over. And one of the most significant players the Patriots picked up is Adrian Wilson. Now, Jackie Britton from Patriots.com had a chance to sit down with Mr. Wilson.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
Adrian Wilson, welcome to New England. What are your thoughts on being a member of the Patriots?
It's cool. I think everybody's kind of receptive to me with open hands. And for right now, everything's good. Everybody's working towards the season and just getting ready to go.
What was your path like? Why the Patriots?
I felt like it was the best fit overall for where I am right now in my career. Talking to Coach Belichick and really listening to what he wanted out of me and what our team is and where he feels like that, you know, they had some needs. And, I just felt like it was a perfect fit for me.
What kind of safety are you? How would you characterize your style of play?
Just an all-around guy. You know, I try to be a jack of all trades. My career obviously is a long one. I've been in one place for a very long time, so being able to come here and kind of show some of the young guys some of the things that I know, I know it'll benefit those guys a lot.
Well, you mentioned being somewhere a long time. You know, you enjoyed a great career in Arizona. You know, when you hear things and when a team lets you go, rumors, he can't do this, he can't do that. How does it make you feel? Is it humbling or maybe a little bit more jarring?
It's a little bit of both. Just because you don't hear it from the horse's mouth. You hear it from everybody else. So you kind of use that as motivation. And, you know, you just try to put those types of things behind you and just move forward as best as you can.
Well, on a more serious note, I understand that you have a negotiation, some kind of proposition with Kyle Arrington as it relates to the number 24. I know diapers are involved because Kyle Arrington has a new baby, and number 24 is important to you. So how did it happen?
It's just diapers and numbers. Those are the only things that's involved right now. For right now, that's the only thing that's involved.
Have you heard back from him? Has he said anything?
I've heard back from him, and we're still moving forward with it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
So no new negotiations on that?
Not yet. Not yet.
And it looks like it could be a while until we find out if that deal holds true. Obviously, the number 24, very important to both Adrian Wilson and Kyle Arrington. Very creative, but I think it might take more than a year's supply of diapers before Arrington hands that number over.
After talking to Wilson, did you feel like he feels he has something to prove?
You know, I think a little bit. You know, anytime you have loyalty to a team for so long the way he did, you're bound to have some questions, maybe a little bit of resentment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that, if anything, it's going to be a motivating factor for him. Let's be honest, Adrian Wilson doesn't have a whole lot to prove as a football player, but here in Belichick's system, the Patriot way, New England football, I think maybe he does a little bit.
All right, Jackie, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Great job with him. All right, time for a break. Patriots All Access will be coming right back at you in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Draft day was a great day for me. Just had a couple of family members over. I wanted to keep it real tight.
just in case I didn't go where I wanted to go.
The New England Patriots select Jerod Mayo, linebacker, Tennessee.
I didn't cry. I almost did, but my mom cried, my grandfather cried, and he just hugged me, and, you know, I could tell that he felt like he had a personal hand in, you know, getting me to that point.
You know, from being a little boy in Hampton, Virginia, to here now is just, you know, it's just exciting.
It was just a great day.
Confidence that I was going to be drafted high, so I thought that first day was going to be the day my name was called. I didn't want to go to New York and do that whole deal because just the pressure of the lights and everything, and it wasn't me, so I didn't want to do that. So the week leading up to, I had family up, and we kind of just really kind of spun our wheels, wasting time. I would kind of, you know, work out in the morning or whatever, and then find something to do. I remember we went over to Vail and kind of spent the day running around Vail. You couldn't stop thinking about the draft, so you just kind of tried to fill in your time with anything.
The New England Patriots select Nate Solder.
I didn't even know what Foxborough was. I'd never been to New England. This was all a new experience for me.
Welcome back. Well, this is Nick Caserio's fifth season overseeing the draft for the Patriots. And as we mentioned earlier, this is a very different looking draft than in seasons past. Scott Zolak had a chance to sit down with Caserio on the eve of the draft.
All right, you're heading into the final week, really the final exam for you and your staff. Are you ready for the test? It's really like, tax time? You guys are accountants, and this is go time for you.
Sure, it's a culmination of a lot of work and a lot of effort by a lot of people. Our college scouting staff is putting an inordinate amount of time like they do every year. Really, at this point, we're just trying to literally take all the information that we've gathered from the fall all the way up until this point, try to put it together into the final analysis and the final picture of the player, and then ultimately just kind of see how it all unfolds on Thursday.
You guys have had a lot of picks in multiple rounds over the last few years. This year, you only have five. How's your strategy changed this year to other years? Are those picks more valuable where, we might not move them unless that player's right?
Sure. I don't think it really changes your strategy. I mean, you know the board top to bottom, and right now we have five picks. If we end up with five picks, then we'll pick five players that we think can help our team. If we end up accumulating picks along the way, great. If we don't, then we'll be prepared however it goes.
With the 21st pick in the 2012 NFL Draft.
The National Football League drafts another way to bring players into your organization. That first round of free agency is basically over. How do the two work together, free agency and the draft? The fact Tommy Kelly's here, does that mean you might not draft a defensive tackle?
In the end, you're going to take the best player for your football team, regardless of the position. I don't think you're really going to preclude a position just because you may or may not have signed a player at one spot. So our philosophy is to take the best player we can and bring him into our program and develop him in our system.
Guy like Emmanuel Sanders, you make the offer, he signs the offer sheet, Pittsburgh matches, so the player goes to Pittsburgh. Now all of a sudden you might go after a receiver in the draft, right?
It all
without
depends.
Playing your cards.
It
without,
all
without
depends.
Showing your cards.
It all depends. I mean, that then, you know, we moved on when Pittsburgh made the decision. We understand that's how it works. So we're prepared either way, and we're prepared come Thursday for whatever happens at that position or any other position for that matter.
I've talked to Coach Belichick before, and he said that it's very difficult to evaluate the wide receiver position at the collegiate level. Do you concur with that? And if so, why?
There's a lot more dynamics, I think, that are involved in pro football as it pertains to what that position is going to see, and a lot of it is predicated on your system. There's just more multiples that are involved in the NFL that a lot of these receivers really don't see in college football, so how quickly they can assimilate and make that transition, there's certainly an element of that that's involved.
Quarterbacks are more mobile this year. Where would I kind of fit in? 6'5", 250, quintessential pocket guy.
You're a dying breed, though, so I don't know how you
stack
up
with
this group.
All right, Nick, appreciate it. Good luck.
Good to see you. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, thanks.
You're a dinosaur.
All right. I'm not a dinosaur, so you can build around me. You put people around me, you block it up, put me in a gun, and let's go yard.
Yeah, and you'll get it done. Hey, yeah. Bottom line, who are they going to take?
If you're asking me, yes. If I'm in their shoes, I want them to take a wide receiver. And you say, why? Because there's no Welker. You got Amendola coming in. We don't know what the rapport is going to be. We don't know what the health of Gronkowski is going to be. When have we seen these tight ends stay healthy? I'm looking at this kid. Now, it's not going to be the Woods kid from USC. It's not going to be Cordarrelle from Tennessee. Nice first name. I'd love to call that being up in the booth.
Cordarrelle!
I like Justin Hunter. He's 6'4", 205, uh-huh. The other receiver from Tennessee 3 years ago. 16 total catches, 9 for touchdowns. That means he's a red zone threat. Skinny, smaller version of Randy Moss. Now, he's not a deep threat, but he's a guy who can run the dig. It's the 20-yard end to come back.
Deep threat guy. We got
to
go.
We say that, but that's not this offense, Steve. This quarterback operates 5 to 25. That's the money area.
What's the
sticking
offense
on
Randy
it, baby.
Moss is here. All right,
we'll get
we'll
that receiver.
Back with more of Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us.
This pre-draft edition of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, now is what we make it. Grab a Pepsi and some friends and get out there and live it. It's time to live for now.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for our roundtable discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And, all right, receiver. That's what the Patriots need. You seem to be convinced they're going to take a receiver. You, not so much.
Well, it all depends on when.
Do you think they're afraid to take a receiver?
I don't think they're afraid to do anything. I think Bill Belichick has established the fact that he's willing to explore all options. He's willing to trade up. He's willing to trade down. I just because they haven't taken one in the first round, I don't think it eliminates that as a possibility. If we use that as a theory, Rob Gronkowski wouldn't have been a high draft pick after all the misses they had at tight end.
One statistic just to point out, just 9 receivers taken by the Patriots since Bill Belichick has been here starting in 2000. 3 of them in the 7th round, so it's a position they don't go to often early in the draft.
All right, your first round picks. What do you think?
First round pick to me, I am going to go away from those wide receivers. I think defense is where to go. I think cornerback. I think Desmond Trufant is a kid out of Washington. I think is very athletic. He's about 5'11". I think he shows some physical nature at the line of scrimmage. I think you can see some press coverage, and he also can run with receivers down the field. I think the defense, Steve, is what needs to get better. Regardless of the offensive depth, I think they're good enough over there. It's got to be defense.
And I think they'll go receiver, but in the 2nd round or maybe the 3rd round. For a first-round pick, Steve, I'll go with Bleedy Ray Wilson, the cornerback from Connecticut, only if they get stuck there. I really think they're going to want to trade out of 29. This draft for the Patriots, I don't think they're going to covet a player like they did last year when they went up for Chandler Jones, when they went up for Dante Hightower. If they get stuck there, that would be the guy I would look to because I think he's a good cornerback but also a good locker room
guy.
So
it's interesting. Both you guys are saying defensive back first.
Yeah, I'll throw DJ Hayden from Houston out there too just as another guy. But cornerback, Steve, I think you look at the deep areas, the secondary, the defensive line, and wide receiver, the 3 areas that are deep. Coincidentally, those are 3 areas I think the Patriots need.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. Well, that would do it for this edition of Patriots All Access. We'll be back a week from this Friday to wrap up the draft, and it should be a great day for Patriot Nation. I'm Steve Burton saying so long from CBS Scene. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, see you later, everyone.